Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts. I love ideas. Something very special about God-given ideas. Did you know that an idea from God can bring a tremendous breakthrough in your life? That's right. God can bring blessings. He can bring promotions on your job and your business, your ministry, your vocation. He can bring answers to prayer through insight, through concepts, through ideas. And how does that happen? That happens because of the Holy Spirit. That's why I teach so often on praying in tongues, as the Apostle Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 14, and then stopping and praying in your own language. And as you do, God literally waters your mind and gives you new ideas and concepts and insights like never before, and new and innovative ways of doing things. An idea is just like a seed. And a seed is programmed to grow. Now, I didn't understand that when I was a boy, but my mother got an idea one day. I guess I was 5, 6 years old. She said, let's go out into the backyard. We had a big backyard. Let's go out in the backyard and let's plant a garden. Well, I didn't know what she meant, but I went with her. And she gave me a little bag of seed, and she showed me what to do. And she saw that I didn't have any idea what I was doing. And she reached into her apron and pulled out a package of tomato seeds. And on the little paper package was a picture of red, juicy tomatoes. And I remember saying to her, Mother, is this is what it's going to look like? She said, yes, son, not today, not tomorrow. But the day will come when you and I will come out here and gather in armloads of tomatoes. And I thought, wow. And I got a glimpse of the harvest. And she showed me what to do. And then after that, every day I was out there checking. I was watching. I was looking. I was expecting. I knew that idea she had was going to turn into something great because I love tomatoes. Every day I'm out there watching it. And I see the little seeds begin to grow and the little plants begin to come up out of the ground. And we had to get some chicken wire and in order to hold up the tomato plants. And I remember when the little buds came out and they were kind of green. And then they turned yellow as they got bigger. And they got red. They got bigger and bigger until they were baseball size. And then one day she said, it's harvest time. And we went out and did just what she said. We gathered in armloads of tomatoes. Now, an idea did that. An idea is just like a seed, except there's something you got to do with the seed. It doesn't grow in your hand. It doesn't grow on the shelf. It doesn't grow in the barn. It grows when you plant it, and it's programmed to grow once it's sown. It's something you need to act on. You act on it to see it come to life. Now, I've been doing a live daily program on the Victory Network, on our Healing Network, on our YouTube channel, our Roku channel, as well as on Facebook, Monday through Friday, live at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. I've been doing it since July of 24. And it started out as an idea. I had this thought. Now, some of you may know and may remember that back in the 80s and 90s, I did a lot of live television. In fact, I've done, last time I counted, I've done more than 7,000 television programs in my life. And for a number of years, I did live television Monday through Friday. I did a morning show for live for years, and I did an evening show live for years. So I'm a kind of a veteran of live television. But it came into my heart to do another live Monday through Friday TV program on healing. And I didn't know how to bring it to pass. So I began to pray and ask God what to do. And the Lord showed me. He said, go down and visit with Kenneth Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland has been a friend and a mentor, well, since I was a teenager. And so I went down to Fort Worth, and I spent time with Kenneth explaining my vision and what I believed was an idea that God had given me to do live television and for it to be live on the Victory Channel. Well, Kenneth jumped out of his chair, got so excited. He said, this is what we need. We need a live healing program. Now, that started out as an idea, and we followed it up with action. And now I'm getting healing testimonies every day, healings of cancer, healings of heart problems, blood pressure, blood sugar, arthritis, you name it, and we're having healings from it. It's absolutely amazing, and it all came from an idea. Well, you say, well, Richard, how can I tell? How can I know the difference? How can I tell if the idea that I have is from God? Okay, well, there are several ways. First of all, if that idea brings life into your situation, okay? If it's life-giving. Second, is it consistent with the Word of God? When God gives me an idea, I always go to the Bible. And I want to make sure that what my idea is in harmony and in line with the Word of God. Because God writes like He talks, and He talks like He writes. And then third, does it lead me toward God or away from Him? Those are the things that I do. And then if I were to give it a fourth one, I would say this. It's something that won't leave me. That idea just stays with me, and I can't rest until I launch out into it. I want to encourage you today to begin to ask God for special insight, concepts, and new ideas, new and innovative ways of doing things. And then I want you to expect to receive them. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call on me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Many people say, well, I don't know how to talk to God. Well, you just talk to Him out of your heart. You know, well, don't I have to use big words? No, just talk out of your heart. Prayer is a two-way conversation. It's not just you talking and Him listening. It's Him speaking back. God speaks, oh, believe me. Now, He may not give you actual audio words, but you feel it in your heart, and you'll know it's coming from Him. Praise God. I was thinking about my dad, and when I was a boy, you know, watching his ministry grow, and then as I got older, becoming a part of it. All that happened because of an idea that God gave him. And everything that he did in his lifetime came because of an idea. And I learned everything that I've done in my life has come because of an idea. In fact, as I said a moment ago, the idea of that live TV program Monday through Friday came as a result of a God-given idea. God gave him insights, my father that is, and he gave them to me. He gave him concepts, me concepts. He gave my dad ideas, he gave me ideas. And God is no respecter of persons. If you give ideas to me, He will give ideas to you. If He'll give new concepts and new ways of doing things to me, He'll do it for you too. Because as I said, He is no respecter of persons. Now let me pray with you. Father, it's not by might, and it's certainly not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God that I pray this prayer over each one of you right now. Now just focus in for a minute. Just you and me here, okay? All right? Just focus in. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying for God to begin to speak to you in your spirit with new ideas, new concepts, new insights, and new and innovative ways of doing things, especially in this new year of 2025, like never before. And I'm believing and I'm expecting 2025 to be the best year of your life. I'm expecting it in the name of Jesus. And I take authority now over every sickness and disease and anything that's unlike God that's tried to come against you. I pray that over you in the name of Jesus and believe God for healing from the crown of your head even into the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.